Hey, welcome on the call tonight. Is it supposed to be call or Zoom or just welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Tonight is a supernatural night. Very, very, very supernatural. At the last time we were here, we sent out a fast, and who was on the line, we're able to participate in the fast. So tonight, we also have people online that was not in the fast or on the fast. So tonight we are going to do communion, the ones that was in fasting, and we're going to be standing in the gap for the supernatural, for the ones that did not participate. Amen. So tonight will be a night of the supernatural. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I believe when we were talking the other day, our specific instruction was to go into the heavenlies and to dominate. So before we go in and dominate what is already ours, we are going to pray and we're going to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Tonight, oh Father God, I come and I present myself to you as just a child of God. I was going to say a living sacrifice, but how could I be a living sacrifice when you sacrifice yourself for me? So, that was not right. So therefore, tonight I come and I present myself to you that you may be able to clean me up. That way I could come boldly to your throne and I could seek mercy in the time of need. Father, as I lift my hand before you, I surrender all. I surrender it all to you tonight, Lord God. I welcome you to come in and to clean me and to shape me and to teach me what you want me to teach. Give me the information what you want me to informate. Who you want me to give it to? How do you want me to say it? If I'm not saying it right, give me correction. Holy Father, I come to you tonight as a person that does not know anything, but I come with a teachable spirit. I come with a teachable spirit. I come with a teachable heart. I come listening to you, looking to you for your information that I may be able to get information from you and I'll be able to execute on an execution level. So tonight I eyed myself because I know nothing. Only you know, Lord God, and you're the one that discern. So because you're the discerner tonight, I come to get information from you. Hallelujah. And I bow myself before you now, Lord God Almighty. I bow myself before you now, Lord God Almighty. And I thank you that you are going to reveal yourself tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wash us, Lord God. Cleanse us, Lord God. Let us be fit for the master's use. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. And whatever we don't know, you know. So we come and we invite you, Holy Spirit, in this house. In the house. I'm not talking about the physical house. I'm talking about my body. I'm getting in the spirit. I'm going to go into the spirit. I'm not talking about the natural realm. I'm talking about the spiritual realm. I know nothing. I do nothing. So, Holy Spirit, I want you to show up and I want you to show out. I want you to show up and show it up. Oh, Sunday. And the word of God declare that if you're speaking in the spirit, there's no interpretation when you're speaking. Oh, Lord God Almighty, that simply means you are building up yourself in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen and amen. 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 Glory to God. Praise the holy name. Hallelujah. Kings of kings and Lord of lords. And you are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah, God. We come to you tonight, Lord, and we present ourselves at the altar. We present ourselves. Oh, in the heavenly realm, we lay ourselves in front of the altar tonight, and we ask you, Lord God, to move strategically upon our being tonight, that we may be able to be fit for your use, not for man's use, but for you use. We're working with you, Lord God. We are working with you. Royal priesthood reward, Abosanda. First Peter 2 verse 9, but we are a royal generation. And I always have something in my word of God over here. It always stayed in the that I have in my Bible. You need to get your Bible and you need to start writing up your Bible. You need to not have it as a showcase. You need to have it that when you get rid of the minister, when you get rid of the minister, because we're all called the minister of the gospel. When you read Mark 16, it said, go into all the world. It didn't say for you to go to college. It said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, even though you need a teacher, which is the Holy Spirit is a teacher. You also need man on this earth who's going to give you information that we can be able to marketable, that we can be able to be teachable, that we can be able to go forth, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. You have to know how to have the eyes of the Spirit. You have to know about discernment. You have to know about deliverance. These are the days. These are the days when you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. See what I did? I put it in my book. I have it in the face of my Bible. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, hallelujah, that I couldn't. And you know what? I'm gonna go around it. I'm gonna round and I'm gonna look at it because I want to preach out of that word. I want to saturate myself with his presence. I want to be able to talk to him tonight. I want to be able to communicate with him tonight. I want him to talk to me tonight because we're going to heaven. We're going to see the supernatural. After tonight, under the sound of my voice and your voice, it is going to be a change because the atmosphere has changed. Hallelujah. The ones that was not able to stand in the gap, we stand the gap for them. We stand in the gap for our generation. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. We're even going to do communion tonight. And if you want to participate with us, you have the chance to go get your water. It doesn't have to be anything. We're not in a ritual. Get your water and get your bread. Lamasto. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. I am crucified with Christ. I'm Bokodi. Nevertheless, that I live, but Christ lived through me. Father God, I want you to live through me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. What those Hebrews said about faith. What does Hebrews 11 said about faith? Yeah, Paul said he lived by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That means if you're believing God for something and you pray for it in the name of Jesus, the same time that you pray, the same time that you're opening your mouth and you release your mouth in the atmosphere, that word of God is going to give a body. That word of God is flesh out of your mouth. It's going to come to life. That is what faith is. And if you read the entire chapter of Hebrews 11, you'll get a better understanding. We've been church all our life, Christianity, churchianity, and we don't know the word of God. You need to get the word of God for yourself. You need to open up the word. Take the word out and let it minister to you on a continual basis. You don't have to sit back and be dictated by anybody. You need to let the word of God, this is your manual, this is your life changing manual, and you need this manual on a continual basis. You need it for healing. You need it for salvation. You need it for restoration. Whatever you're going through tonight, you need the word of God. Whatever your situation may look like tonight, you need the word of God to penetrate and to saturate. So we come tonight to stand in the gap. And where there is no void or where there is a void, we will come in and we will stand. The word of God talks about in Matthew. Oh God, let me go over to Matthew. Matthew 5:9. Fire, no, fire, I say fire tonight. We come to declare fire tonight. We come to declare victory tonight. We come to declare salvation tonight. We come to declare healing tonight. We come to declare the saturation of the Spirit in our house. We come to declare part our way with friends and families. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah. Kuruye, mama. Matthew 18:18. You're going through something? Jesus already took that something. Be free. Be free. In the name of Jesus, be free. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. And if you read Matthew 16, verse 19, it tells you about the heavenly realm. Let me go over because the Spirit of God is just revealing, just pushing it over tonight. It's like a water pot and it's boiling and it's bubbling over. And all you have to do is to jump into the well and get yourself in the well and get your bath in the well. Get yourself cleaned up in the well. Spirit of witchcraft, bow, must be shaken off in that well. Confusion must be shaken off in that well. Whatever spirits that is attracting and attacking must be diminished in that well. Oh, you ain't got no problem. You're making a problem. You don't have no problem. You're trying to locate a problem. Jesus already took the problem. Don't you come here and try to confuse the place. Don't you have a problem? You don't have no problem. You want to have a problem. You need to know who you are. Why every day you get up and run gone to church? Run gone to the church, open the building and close the building. But you're just talking about you got a problem. You don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I take authority over it. I stand. I gotta stand. I you know what? In certain things, you don't need to be around certain folks.
Amen.
Certain things, you don't need to be around certain folks.
Amen.
Yes, that's the facts. You don't need to be around certain folks sometimes because you know what? They just come to drag you down and weigh you down and tear you down and bring all that heaviness upon you. Oh my God. You just sometimes just need to just back it up. Just back up. Just like you see a dog coming. And the dog, I remember one time I was in Massachusetts and I was in a car accident and I was very disturbed in the accident over Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. Whoever don't know Massachusetts, I'll give you the location, Feeding Hills over Massachusetts. And I run off the road and my car stuck and I had to go over them the neighborhood and go try to find somebody to help me. And while I'm going up the hill, there go this big dog coming down and I'm like, I look at that dog. I said, in the name of Jesus, and the dog that was coming, and just stop. You gotta back those people off, back them off like dog and ignore them when they go in your spirit. You know what? In your spirit. I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom. What kind of keys do you need? What kind of keys do you actually need? What kind of keys do you need? What kind of keys do you need? Any key that you need is already there for you. Supply in a man. All you have to do, I'm hearing a lot of sounds. And if I'm hearing a lot of sounds, that's going to be distracting to the Holy Spirit. So kind of be very, very limited, but everybody minister differently. And I can't minister like everybody else. I need to hear from the Spirit. So like, as a spiritual person, I have to be able to be here. And once I hear, I'll be able to execute and execute well and properly. So in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. What I'm going to do right now, I am going to have our communion, okay? And once I'm finished with the communion, then the phone line is going to be on mute, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So tonight we are going to take communion tonight. And the communion is, it just signifies that Jesus Christ himself died on the cross for us. And by him dying on the cross, we have life and we have it more abundantly. Anything that we need, we have it in him. Salvation is in him. Healing is in him. Deliverance is in him. Whatever you need, it is in him. So I am going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 11, okay? 1 Corinthians 11, verses 24, all right? And then we're going to go and then we're going to execute and take our stuff. 1 Corinthians 11, all right? Verses 24. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. This is after, you know, Jesus came and he sat with his disciples. After all, everything that was done, he came and he said to them, they must always do this in remembrance of him. So now we go down to 24. We have our bread and we have our water. Whatever we have, that's up to us, okay? And if you don't want to participate, that's up to you also. And when he had given thanks, that means Jesus was giving thanks. That means he said, thank you, Lord. However you do it. It's not a ritual. People take this thing out and they blow it out of proportion. They make it to be a ritual. They make everything in the Bible to be a ritual. And what do you say? Why do you think people don't want to be a participant? You can't wear this. You can't wear that. You can't put our... You notice? If you ever see me, I come in here tonight with my big, bright lipstick. You can't do that. You're a Jezebel. You know what? When you ask somebody that died in my family right now, and we're getting ready to put the funeral together, he doesn't know what's going on. The Bible said to be absent from the body. It'll be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body. That's what I mean, no matter who you are, you're going to be there praising him no matter what. Die alive, you still have to praise him. You didn't want to do right here. You go up there, you're still going to have to. You're going to say, Lord God, even when you're in the fire. So, hey, back up. Leave folks alone. Give them the word, and they'll come. Okay? Give them the word. Now, this is it. Number 24. And number 24 said, and he blessed it. And he said, take, eat. So we're going to eat the bread. And he said, this is broken. This is his broken bread. This is his body. You need healing tonight? I need healing. I hit my hand on the counter and this hand be hurting. Going to the doctor tomorrow. I need God to do something. Intervene. He said, the bread signifies his body. Signifies his body. It is broken for you. So we are going to eat the bread in remembrance of him being on the cross. Lord, I thank you. Mm-hmm. It's remembrance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you that my broken body is healed. I thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. I was born and raised in sin, but Jesus, when you came and you took me in, oh, my whole body is different. Lord God Almighty. I am set free to worship. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Cancer come out in the name of Jesus. Sugar, diabetes come out in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure come down. Cholesterol come down. Anybody with a high cholesterol, I'm calling it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Physical body. High blood pressure. There is some physical conditions going on. Oh, healing in the name of Jesus. We speak to cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Supernatural deliverance that coming by generational curse. We break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Lord. Those kids in the house, those children in your house that you have them playing all these, is it avatar? I hear the word avatar. It is not good. Drive it out of your house. If you're listening to the tape tonight online, or if you're off, not offline, I don't know what avatar is, but throw it out of your house. Throw it out of your house. Watch what them kids are playing in your house. My God. Those video games, throw them out. Watch them and see. Oh, there is a woman in one of those videotapes. And she walks around when she's fighting like a warrior. She's not a warrior. Jesus Christ is the only warrior. And he gave you warrior information. Throw it out of your house. There's one of them that have like a dog. It's a dog. It's some character with a dog. Some dog-like character. Get rid of them. As a matter of fact, anything that does not feel right and do right and feel right in your house, throw it out. Throw it out. Throw it out. Go into your house and start cleaning your house. Cleaning out your refrigerator. I need to clean my refrigerator. That's for me. I'll make sure I take the right thing in my body. Some of these things cause mucus in the body. The Father talking about mucus in the body. People with high blood pressure. Oh, my God. Cut down on your... Oh, yeah. That's I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have sugar. But I see something, and he's talking to me right now. Cut down on your salt. Cut down on your sugar intake. People in your house smoking cigarette, tell them to stop it. Go outside and don't smoke in your house. Drink in your house. Take authority over your house. Take authority over your family. When you go in your car, pray over your car. Lay your hand in the front of the car. What they call it? The hood, the bonnet, whatever they want to call it. I don't know. In Jamaica, we call it all kind of name. Find out what it is. That's the part that have the engine. Lay your hands on top of that. Go to work tomorrow morning. Lay your hands on top of that. You're coming off your job and going home. Lay your hands on top of that. In the trunk, lay your hands on top of the trunk. In the trunk, off the trunk, whatever. I see a lot of problems right now. Husband in the house giving you a problem? Pray over him. Pray over his clothes. Anoint your bedroom. I see family problems. Anoint your bedroom. The chair that he's sitting when you cook your food, anoint it. Look, no, we're not here to be playing around now. We're getting information from the heavens, okay? I'm here tonight to tell you, fire is fire. It's fire. We have fireproof. Oh, yeah. anoint the chair that they sit on. Some of them sit at a chair next to the refrigerator. So the refrigerator is in the back and their chair is in the hallway, like. So, and then when they look, they could look, oh, you know what? I'm in Connecticut right now. I'm describing somebody's house in the Connecticut, okay? And I think I've been into that person's house too. So the Holy Spirit is speaking. Whether you're on the phone tonight or tomorrow, it would be detrimental for you to be on the line. And if you're not, it'd be detrimental for you to go listen. Now, your house, I've been to your house. And I have food at your house also. Now that person that think that's them, that's not them. It's just one person, and I'm not calling out their name. The chair is back to the kitchen area. So you could go to the kitchen, and then you could look to your left. And when you look to your left, you're looking outside. So you come up and you sit down, you have your dinner to eat, and you're looking to your left and you're looking outside in the yard. That's the person that I'm talking to. Get your oil. You don't have to go daub up the chair. Put a little bit of oil on the chair. Anoint the chair. Call the Holy Spirit in your house. If they go to work, you anoint their bed when they're gone. You want information? Do you get it? Use it. Stop running around like chicken with your head cut off. Sometimes we gotta take authority and we gotta take responsibility. Can't go around blaming everybody. I can't go around blaming everybody. Okay, so we got to do this. Sugar. Stop eating all that sugar. Starchy food. That's going to go for me, even though I don't have sugar. So God's talking to me too. So tonight, I'm telling you, we come in and we take the bread. And all those sickness and disease they're on the cross. I was going to say, where are the Father saying, no, he said they are on the cross. And he's saying if they're on the cross, they're not supposed to come down because they're on the cross. Giving you information from him. It is on the cross. It is on the cross. Let get it through your head. I gotta get it through my head. Mikita toko, mikata matokota. I am the Lord, the healer D. I am the Lord that sustained thee. I am the Lord that call you for such a time as this. Call you out of your mama's womb to work with me. Wow. So you on the line or off the line, you are supposed to work with him. He didn't say for you to work with me. He said you're supposed to work with him. That simple means he have an assignment for us. He have an assignment for you. I cannot go tell you what your assignment is. You have to know your assignment. He's the one that hired you. I did not hire you. You're hired by him. Whoa. That's why he let me do what I did today, because I was going to do something totally different. He told me no. So you online here tonight for a reason. You're online tonight for a reason. Do not, I repeat, do not take it light. LY. Lightly. He is putting a distinction on the light. You are a part of his light. No, I'm talking to you by the supernatural. You might have to go back tomorrow and rearrange your schedule and listen to the tape. Listen. I use the word entirely, entirely. Just listen to it. Don't entertain anything. Oh, I hear the word gossip. Wow. That means you gotta lock your ears to gossip. Don't put nothing in your spirit. Don't entertain garbage. I hear that from the spirit. I'm hearing that right now. I hear the word love. You got to walk in love. His body was broken for you and me. Who hurt you, Felicia? Who hurt you, Jennifer? Who hurt you, David? Who hurt you, Ruti? Who hurt you, Elijah? Who hurt? Who's the person that hurts you the most? You gotta forgive. You gotta forgive. What God have for you gotta shake it off. You gotta get out of your complacency. You gotta move strategically with him. Nobody said it's easy. I know it's not easy. I've been through that situation. It's not easy. But you know what? We are in deliverance class. It's just that our course tonight has been changed because we are people of the spirit. And we got to hear what the spirit up to say. And I hear the word, but I can't say it. Because me and the Holy Spirit, we have things like that. Okay? We have communication like that. We're not into realistic, being rigid, ritual. Oh my God. She said, no, we're not into that. The Spirit of God knows all about you. You can't go around be trying to want somebody to validate you. No, you can't do that. Nah. You got to use your own style and co-opt the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give you how to show you how to create and what to do and how to do it. That's the spirit job. Your job is to shut up and to shape up. That's your job. Nothing else is your job. Hey, so now he said, after this manner, he took the cup. And what he did, he sip. So you're gonna take a little sup. You just drink a little bit. Taking his time drinking. And while he's drinking, he's saying, hallelujah. This is the New Testament. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Praise the Lord, the New Testament in his blood. So all my little shenanigan and all my little foolishness that my mama and my daddy did, and I come and reborn and raise and shape and sin and iniquity when I drink the blood, when I take my time, yes, sir. Oh, Lord. And drink it. Ooh, I could say, Lord, I thank you for the blood. Because of the blood, I have life. Because of the blood, I am saved. I'm delivered. I'm sanctified. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood. It's just like the day of the Israelites. Hallelujah. When they were over there, Lord God Almighty, in all kind of shape, all kind of beat down and dragged down. When Pharaoh was, oh my God, doing all he wanted to do with them, treat them so bad, treat them like, oh my God, you would think they're dogs. Oh, Lord. And the father said, you know what? want you to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost. And this is the same significance of the deliverance when Jesus came. He delivered us by the blood. I want you to put it on the doorpost. And you know when you put it on the doorpost? And when the death angel come, the physical death angel come and see the blood on the doorpost, he is gonna go over it. Glory God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, and I thank you because we have already repented. We are free because if you drink and eat the bread, and if you do not repent and ask God for forgiveness, you are bringing down condemnation on yourself. So we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that before we eat the bread, we had repented and asked for all sins and all righteousness, and we had come before you clean, and we walk now in the spirit of life, and we are saved, and we are delivered and set free. Oh, we are fit for the master's use. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty, Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. Hallelujah. We come into the heavenly court, Lord God. I remember what you said. We come into the heavenly court. And throughout this week, we thank you, Lord God, for freedom. And every single person on this line, we call for the spirit of freedom to run after them, to overshadow them and overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I read 2 Corinthians through the last Sunday, 2 Corinthians 3, my local shop. We have all these scriptures, and I have them all written down. And I go back to what Holy Spirit says. You read 2 Corinthians 3, Alama, verse 17, glory to God. He said, Kisha Moinda. No, no, no. Glory. Ooh. Glory to God. We call for freedom. And the Spirit says, 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Father, we thank you for liberty in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you for freedom in the Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We worship and praise you, oh God. Freedom in the Spirit. Freedom. Let freedom reign. Freedom, Father. Sickness and disease is broken. Freedom, Father. Lying spirit is broken. Everything that the enemy would want to bring in to this generation, under the sound of my voice, it's broken. Family disorder is broken. Generational curse is broken. Spirit of incest is broken. Everything that we had gone over in the. Okay. We call for the spirit of discernment. We call for the spirit of discernment. Like we said, we were going to talk about discernment. We were going to do a teaching on discernment. Yes, Lord. Yes, discernment. I'm teaching. Okay. Yeah, we do a we yeah, okay. All right. Today's okay. See, that's how we gotta be able to be in the spirit. Yes. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Father, we thank you as I raise my hand and the anointing of the Holy Spirit come forth, O God, and go and minister to your people. Go into their home. Let the fire blaze. Let the fire blaze in their homes. Let those dog-like spirit. I'm not talking about physical dog. I'm talking about dog-like spirit. Some of these family, the generation of dog-like spirit, and they come in with all kind of sexual sin, all kind of sexual sin, all kind of sexual sin, and it comes in and it tear the family down. So we break that now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every onslaught of the enemy. We break it now. Every onslaught that the enemy brings, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right. Thank you, Father. Thank you for revelation knowledge. Not so, not so, not so at all. Okay. All right. Psalms 118, verse 5. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 5. We call upon the name of the Lord. We call upon the name of the Lord in distress. Hey, you have some kind of distressing moment going on? Do you have this distressing moment going on? Call upon the name of the Lord. Because not only you, but the people that's online that was not on our fast, and the ones that's going to listen in tomorrow or the day after, or the day after, under the holytabernacle.com, and they just go down to the night and just listen to it and use it in your day-to-day life. Drive out every spirit out of your house, out of your family, out of your generation, off your street. When you drive them out, do not leave them on your street. Listen to me. When you drive them out, do not leave them on your street. When you drive them out, drive them back to the abyss. Do not leave them in your ear, because we're dealing with spirits and they will raise havoc. So you have to drive them out of your location. Listen to what I'm saying. Open your ears and listen to what I'm saying. You have to drive them out of your location. Do not leave them lurking around in your neighborhood. Do not leave them nursing around in your job. Do not leave them lurking around in your cars and in your family. Drive them out. When you see things start coming up in your family, you know something is at work. Drive them out. You got to stand in the gap. This is not time to quail up. I want to tell you, I got something in my mail today. I was talking to one of the other ministers in regards to this. The One World Order. Elon Musk went somewhere this week, and he was talking about the One World Government. So I could sit back and try to play church and don't know that you are the church. Sit over there and try to act like you ain't got no sense. You better open up your Bible and start reading. And you better start listening. And if you want me to send you, I don't know if I had to take it out of my stuff. I don't know if I can say. I will have to go find it. Maybe it might be my thing, because these are things that I've already heard about and hear about, come from the ministry that I'm in, and all this one world order and this new world. See, a lot of people did not want to listen. When you talk to them, they don't want to listen because they think they know so much. But I'm coming for a ministry standpoint that sees and hear in the spirit. The Father called me, and then I've been trained under a supernatural general. Gone home now. His name is Maurice Sorella. Okay? The Father called me. I know I had a calling on my life, but the Father hooked me up with Maurice Sorella World Evangelism, and I worked with them for years and still continue to be with them for years. I've been with them from 1992, from the first day I met them in the middle land in New Jersey. Okay? That big place over there. I'm still with them. Maurice Sorella. I was one of their supervisors. Supervise the ministry, international ministry online, offline. I'm an elder. I've been working. I go places. I go minister. So you're not looking at a fly by night. I hear from the Spirit. And I don't know nothing unless the Holy Spirit tells me to do, especially when it comes on to his children. Oh, I could mess up myself, but I don't want to mess up God's people. So I drive and listen to the Holy Spirit. That is why I minister the way that I minister. I have to hear from him. I don't want to hear from nobody with no foolishness. I want to hear from the Holy Spirit. But you have to understand, I've been trained, not only by God, but by people that knows how to hear. And I'm like, wow, that's a discerning. I'm discerning. That's a discerning of spirit. That's what you do. And now the Father told me, I got to do discerning. Got to teach on discerning of spirit. So stick with me here. And when I give out these teachings, don't just take them and go sit with them. Go research for yourself. Go research. It's time to research. So, Psalms 118, verse 5. And then we're going to go to Isaiah 61. I hope you're getting something, because this is firepower. Firepower. Of all the time I've been giving out information, never try to give it out wrong. And if I do, then you could only go to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit teach you. But I'm telling you, been minister for a long time, and I see a lot of things happen, and people around me know they see things happen. And the word of God declared that he doesn't do nothing in Amos 3 unless you show it to the prophet. So back off and back up. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he's upon you also. Hallelujah. Because he has anointed you to preach the gospel. Me give you good tidings. Send you to bind up a broken heart. Do you have a broken heart tonight? Let's stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters. Let's stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters. Let's stand and ask God by the Holy Spirit to change the course of the home of our brothers and sisters. Release the holy angels to go into the courtroom of heaven for them and to touch every single area that needs to be touched. Call out your family member. And we are in agreement with you. If you need agreement tonight, we stand, we believe, and we trust God for you. We are in the heavenly court. Hallelujah. And I remember a day too where we talk about the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is our guide. We want him to guide us. We want him to lead us. We want him to teach us. We want him to show us things to come. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. If you was on prayer this week, go and look at the stuff. I am looking at it right now. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to open up my archive. I'm going to my phone. He's your guide. Guide us, Holy Spirit. Guide us to all truth. Guide us to the place that need what we need to see. Give us eyes that we may be able to see and hear with my hearing. We want to hear from you. We want to listen to you, Holy Spirit, when you speak. Teacher, you are our teacher. You are our instructor. That's why I want to hear from you, Holy Spirit. I want you to instruct me and lead me and tell me and show me what to do and how to do it and how to execute. We need what we need. If we need to be comforted, comfort us, Lord God. Comfort whoever online or whoever who's going to hear the message tomorrow. Comfort them, Lord God. Drive out every iniquity, Lord God. Everything, Lord, it's not of you. Drive it out. Oh, Spirit. You call us. You're the teacher. You set people into our path. You filled us with the Holy Spirit. You give us the gifts that we may be able to speak in a known tongue. If there's supposed to be an interpretation, you'll give it to us. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, when you look over 1 Corinthians 12, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. So many different operation of gifts. They're the same spirit. Manifestation of the Spirit. Lord God, let us come together as one. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give us the eyes that we may be able to see, Lord God. Give us faith, Lord Jesus, that we know when we speak, your word is going to come alive. This is from the same Spirit. Give us working of miracles, supernatural miracles, that when we speak, things happen and the atmosphere shake. Give us transportable spirit that we can be able to transport from location to location. Transport us, Holy Spirit. Let us not be fearful. Let us not be fearful. Fear is the other side of faith. That means it's the opposite of faith. Let us walk in the Spirit. That way we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Maya Mokumikalabasata. The gifts of prophecy. It's a gift. It is not the office of the prophet, but we can prophesy. It is a gift. Then it comes to the discerning of spirits. Let us know how to discern, seeing, knowing, hearing. Can cipher things right from wrong. And Lord, give us tongues. It's a gift. And then when you give us the tongues, give us the other type of tongues also. Not only just speaking in tongues, but let us be able to interpret. Interpretation of tongues. Why? Why do we get these? Why do we get these gifts from the Spirit, Lord God? Because they work one with another, and they're the same gift. And you, Lord God, you divide them to every man as you see fit. That mean at will. It is all about you, Father. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. Ashutima. Mishakoma. Strengthen us, God. Give us strength, God. Teach us how to pray, Lord. We cease not to give the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. May give unto us the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lakashta me sete. Namalo. Mele. Mayaba. Sirime. Yamakata. All I want is you, Jesus. Cease not to give thanks for your people. Strengthen them, Lord God, with the might of the inner man. It starts from the inside. Put your hand on your heart. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. I have given that scripture time and time again. Over and over. See, my people. Shamiata. My kite. Dalokite. Dalokate. Dalokande. Dalamoto. Mayamaturi kata. So where it is my scripture that I'm looking for? It's not in my book. Where is my book? So I'm going to have to go. I lost pages in my Bible? I don't think so. Where is it? All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me take my time and find it, because I passed it and I know it was right there. Okay. Hallelujah. My whole body, my spirit and my soul. Father God, I thank you. 1 Thessalonians 5. Give us peace and joy and righteousness and Holy Spirit. Give us tranquility, I pray. Bring the joy of the Lord upon your people. Open up the windows of heaven. Okay, Father. All right, let's go back over here. Okay. 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 All right, Father God. Okay. Ephesians 3. Grant them, Lord God. This is a prayer that Paul prays for the Ephesians. And I'm praying for us tonight, my family. Who on the phone, who's off the phone, but God may dwell in the heart of man. And they say Christ may dwell by faith. We've already talked about Ephesians 11. I see heavens coming. I see people coming down the steps. So that means you are up there and you are in a lot of problems. And the Father has released you. And now you're coming out of your stupor. And you're coming out of that. You're coming down those steps. And you're coming down on dry land. And that you may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is breadth and length and depth and height? And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Know unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may think, and that the power that working in us. I thank you, Lord God. Glory to us, the church. Glory, 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 glory to us, the church. Hallelujah. Father God, I come now in the heavenly court. Galatians 5:19. Yes, Lord. And I gotta use my phone because my part of my Bible. Galatians 5. I know that was a page. Yeah, there it is. And I love my Bible so much. I lost my little page in Galatians 5. Alrighty. I gotta get me another one of that because I love this Bible. Galatians 5:19. Here we go. I'm gonna read, pray from 5:19 to 21. Father God, I thank you that we bind the works of the flesh as we come into the heavenly court right now. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. I mean, whatever we have that is not of God, we break it and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We come against family curses and exes. And when I say exes, I'm not talking about ex-lovers. I'm talking about things that have been placed upon individual, like witchcraft and, oh God, and it comes down to the bloodline. Comes down to the bloodline, comes down to the bloodline, and we come in and we march into that area and we take it back. We take it back. We march into the area and we take it back. And we say, come out, come out, come out. Yes, come out. Yes, come out. You can't stay here. No, come out. Go. Yes, go. You drive it out. Take authority. Plead the blood. Plead it on your doorpost now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out now. Yes. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus, we are giving birth in the spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, there go your breakthrough right now. I want you to say thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Give you worship. Thank you, Lord God, for freedom. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for saturating us. This day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad. Every fiery darts of the enemy, every fiery dart of the enemy. Snake, we speak to you now. Now, no. Rakalaba. Lord God, chop off the head of the snake right now. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the, yes, go. In the name of Jesus. There it goes. There it goes. Hallelujah. I want you to declare your freedom now. I declare my freedom now. I declare my freedom now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand up and declare your freedom now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. From this day forward, you go around and you give God thanks. I see a snake just now, and I break it the neck off in the spirit. I saw it with the mouth open. Some of you guys have been going through serious onslaught of the enemy. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I stand on it, and a lot of grief, a lot of trials and tribulation. Let me tell you something. That snake that comes in, it had the mouth open, and when it opened, all I see was like things just coming out, just like it just foaming at the front of the mouth. And I said, "You gotta go." And I dismantle it in the spirit. Please do not pick that up anymore and bring it in thy womb. Do not bring it in your car. Do not bring grief and strife and confusion. Do not do that. Jesus is coming. He's coming, yes. And you have to be free here on earth to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to be free. You have to be, you are warranted to be free. You're in an open gate to be free. I hear the name, the word sepulchre. Tonight, when you get off the word of the phone, I'm not gonna look it up. You look it up and see what it means. Look it up. Jesus got out of his grave clothes, and you got out of your grave clothes tonight. Jesus is sitting in the heavenlies with the Father, and guess who is sitting in there with him? Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 6, 4 to 6. You are sitting in heavenly places with him. Get out now. Get out now. Stay out now. Stand out now. Look out now. Saturate yourself now. Be careful now. Be careful. Do not. I repeat. I hear the Spanish word repeat on ustedes la palabra. I repeat, do not. That simple mean if somebody Spanish was listening, repita en ustedes la palabra. Do not, I repeat. Do not put back that snake type grave clothes. It has been dismantled. Yes, I saw it. I saw it. I have seen it with my eye. I look at it and it was dangerous. But today I declare no weapon in the spirit or in the natural that is formed. You got to believe me now. The Bible talks about in the heavens and in the earth, whatever you, but because there's another teaching here. There are different heavens. Do you know that? I'm not gonna get into that tonight. Now we'll get into that tonight. But they got different heavens, okay? So you got to know that Satan cannot, unless you give him the authority to come in and to raise havoc. Tonight, I want to say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And may God bless you. And may his face shine on you. And may he give you peace where there's no peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns to the heavens and to the earth. Kingdom authority. Kingdom authority. Kingdom authority. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Father, we give you praise and worship. We give you praise, oh God. Glory to 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 God. Hallelujah. Have a good night, everyone. Have a good night.